Hello and welcome to the Motivations Podcast, where she shares God's success stories and give faith action steps to push you toward your purpose in the areas of life where you've been stagnant. We show the before and after parts of the purpose journey that may fail to be seen in the social media world. Our guests share their experiences of overcoming challenges, struggles, fear, and lack of faith, while also sharing their consistency, determination, perseverance, and drive moving forward.
And I heard the Lord say that he is flipping the script. He is flipping the script. He is doing a new thing. And I know we hear this all the time. I mean, I preach this beginning of each year. God is doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing. He is flipping the script. And let me read Isaiah chapter 43. It begins at verse 18. He says, "Forget the former things." He says, forget about the things of old. I'm doing a new thing. He says, don't dwell on the past. Just let it go. And let's stop right there. It's easy to say, let it go. Stop thinking about it. But you know what? That is a process. I'm even now dealing with situations that I dealt with that I went through last year. And it's not so easy to let it go. But there will be a day when I will be fully healed from my 2022 wounds, okay? But it's a process. So yes, we do want to focus on the new. Forget about the former things. Stop dwelling about the past. Stop thinking about it. Change our thinking. Renew our minds. Have the mind of Christ. But all of that is a process, okay? And then God says, see, look at here. I am doing a new thing. He says, now it springs up. Do you perceive it? Key word in that verse. That's that part of that verse. Do you perceive it? Do you sense in your spirit? Is your spirit quickening? Is it alive to the fact that I am doing a new thing in your life? Do you feel it? Do you sense it? Do you see it? Do you believe that you receive, even though you may not have it right now? God says, do you have that faith, that act of faith working in you, that you see it? You know that you know that you know. I am doing a new thing. I don't care where you are right now. I'm still doing a new thing. I don't care how you think right now. I don't care how you feel right now. I don't care that you still feel wounded right now. I am doing a new thing. He says, it shall spring forth. It's going to produce. It's going to happen. It's going to prosper. God says, when I send my word out, it produces. It doesn't come back without producing. He says, I'm sending this word out. I'm doing a new thing. I need you to get it in your spirit. I need you to perceive it. Don't you see it? I need your vision to be clear. Amen. He says, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, in the desert. God says, I'm doing this new thing. I'm flipping the script. It doesn't look like what that is going to happen. He says, but I'm switching it up and I'm making it happen for you because you've been faithful. You've been consistent. Hello? You went through last year. You went through previous years. He says, but 2023, I'm bringing you out and I'm flipping the script. But I need you to be ready to receive what I have for you. So I'm doing a new thing. I need you to change your mindset. I need you on the same page with me. I need you in alignment with what I'm doing in this season. And then God had me find this video as I was scrolling on Instagram this morning, and I saved this video. And basically what the young lady said was, you have to completely do an identity switch to get the new life God has for you. She says, if you want new results, you can't do what you did before. You can't do the old to get the new. And I always say, I love the scripture verse. You can't put new wine in old wine skins. You cannot. You have to get new wineskins for the new wine. Because if you use new wine in old wineskin, you're going to waste both. The Bible says they're going to burst because it's been used. It's not flexible. It's not strong enough. It's already been expanded from the old wine that was there before. And you're going to ruin that new wine and that old bag. So what does God say? He says, get a new wineskin for the new wine. Get a new mindset for this new thing that I'm about to do in your life, because I am about to flip the script. And you don't even know what God is about to do. He's about to blow your mind. I can't even imagine what God is about to do in my life. But I do sense that something is on the horizon for me. And I just need to hold out and wait on God. And when we talk about flipping the script, I know you guys are familiar with the story of Jacob. And we know how Jacob, at the end of his life, he was ready to pass down the blessing. And the way he would pass down the blessing in the Bible is that they would lay hands on the older son. So now we have it. He's at the end of his life. He's ready to lay hands to put the blessing upon the older. But the Bible says, in Genesis chapter 48, I believe, I was trying to get to it. Let me get to it. It's in Genesis chapter 48, verse 14. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Let me just read it, and then I'll elaborate. Because God is flipping the script, okay? He says, but Jacob crossed his arms as he reached out to lay hands on the boys' heads. So here we go. This is Jacob. He's getting ready to lay hands, right? But he said he switched his arms. That means he crossed. It says he crossed his arms. I'm sorry. So instead of him going in where the older would get the blessing, I'm going to use the right hand for the older to get the blessing. I'm sure he was going to lay his right hand on the older. That's for the blessing. He switched it up. Did you see that? He crossed his arms. So God says, you going into it like this. Things are happening like this. He said, but right at the end, you think it's going to happen one way? God says, and I'm going to cross it up. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to flip the script on you. He says, he crossed his arms as he reached out to lay his hands on the boy's heads. Oh, my goodness. It says, he put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, though he was the younger boy, and his left hand on Manasseh, though he was the firstborn. This was not the tradition. This was not how it was supposed to go. This was not the expected. But God can do what God wants to do. And since I belong to God and he loves me, he's going to flip the script for me. Because you love God and he loves you, he's going to flip the script for you. He's going to switch it up. He's going to cross it over. Amen. He's going to do that thing. And you don't know how he's coming. I don't know what direction God's coming from. He's coming in an unexpected way, but he's definitely on the way. He's definitely on the way. So know that you cannot get the new thing doing the old thing. Amen. So you need to switch it up, switch something up, do something new, be consistent in doing something new. Amen. And watch God move. To get the new, we have to do something new. We have to do something different. We have to come out of the old way. Amen. We got to switch it up. We got to flip the script. Yeah, we have to flip the script as well, because God is going to flip the script. And we have to flip the script as well. So do something new to get new results. And God will do the rest. Because God is flipping the script. He is doing a new thing. Don't you perceive it? Don't you see it? It shall spring forth. It shall happen. He's coming through for you and I. Amen? And that is what I want to come on and share for this new year, 2023. God is flipping the script. Amen. And who am I? I am Mona Williams. I am your vision manifestation coach. I help you manifest your goals, make your life better. I help you with your sense of purpose and direction. I support you with accountability, and I help you bring your vision to life. I am also still the journal book coach as well. So that is what I wanted to share. I love you all. May God bless you and keep you.